Weather girl Jenny, thanks for this sucky weather, by
You're
the way.
So terrible. Happy
Keep waiting
Friday.
For the sunshine. Brought to you by squeeze.com. What have you got?
Okay, I feel like you got to wait for the song to kick in, but at first you're going to be like, I don't know the song. And then it kicks in and you're like, oh, I know the song. It's Evan and Jared, Crazy for the Girl.
Let's do it. First song of the day on KDWB. Dave Ryan Show, KDWB, first song of the day, Friday. Don't look outside. Don't look outside. Avert your eyes because it's not pretty outside. I don't understand. Is it going to be nice tomorrow, Weather
it
Girl
is.
Jenny?
Tomorrow it's going to be nice, but there's a chance of storms again on Sunday. So, like, soak it up tomorrow. That's
so
all
we got
I'm
our
giving
one
you.
Nice day of the week tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to be it. It's going to go flying later on today, and it's going to be too crappy to do it. So, anyway, the male voice you hear in the background is not Fallon with a cold.
No.
It is Eric White, nighttime DJ, E. White on the MIC.
Yes.
How did you guys like Star Party last night?
I thought it was a vibe, man. I thought it was pretty
really
solid.
Good.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like Ava Max kind of blew me away more than I was expecting. I thought she did a great job. I know you were loving the ukulele that Daya pulled out.
When Daya pulls out the ukulele, because I love ukulele, she pulls it out. She's like, I'm going to do this song on ukulele. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. I love Tones and I's voice. Tones and I is one of the people that you have. When I first heard Tones and I thought she's going to look like every other pop star.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like Selena Gomez, like who's the girl from what, Five?
Ariana Grande. Or
Ariana Grande or whoever. And it's like, she's just like a regular person. She's just very cool, very chill. I saw her in L.A. Not dropping names or bragging.
Yeah.
Slight years flex. Ago. And just love Tones and I's voice.
Yeah.
Nelly was all right. I mean, Nelly was, you know, Nelly was Nelly. Nelly can do what,
like,
do what he wants to.
He looked like he had just gotten done with like a 2 a.m. recording session. And he's like, all right, I got to do my Star Party performance now.
100%, man. That 24K Golden was probably my favorite. I thought he was just vibing
he
out.
He was.
Yeah.
His guitar player was really good.
Yo, he was
good.
Going hard, man. Seriously. I might want to dye my hair that color red, too. Like, that was intense, for sure.
Well, you're already a ginger, so you don't have far to go.
Right. I was going to say, just double it up.
Can you watch Star Party online if you missed it last night? Can you watch it again?
Yep.
I believe so. I believe you just go to KDWB.com. Mm-hmm. I think that there's still a... You can relive it, Dave. You can relive it right there on the show.
You guys were reliving a moment last night because you guys were... this is what happens. Fallon's on the little vacation. She's going down to South Carolina with Jake. Just her and Jake. No baby. Ooh. No Dylan. No mom. Just her and Jake. For and
I'm
you know
so
what's going to happen?
Her.
Fallon's going to be so tired. I've been walking all day. I am not having sex. You am not. I'm not having sex. My feet are tired. Get where you sick. Get off of me right
now.
You
know, I'm 31 now, and honestly, I understand that feeling where you're just tired and you're like, I know we're together and we're alone and the child is nowhere near us, but I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep.
No, I totally get that. It's like sometimes you have the opportunity, you have the willing partner, the excited partner, and sometimes you're like, can we do this maybe tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm a little tired.
Just always push it just a little bit.
You guys were talking about going to the gym because I walked in on a conversation. You guys were talking about like people grunting at the gym.
Yeah, well, I was complaining per usual because my legs are very sore because I did leg day. And I was telling Eric how this guy next to me was just like, and I was like, oh, my goodness. To be fair, he was like squatting way more weight than I could even like pick up. But, it's insane to watch some people grunt at the gym. And I understand that, like, it just comes out naturally sometimes when you are lifting very heavy. But some people do it, and I don't think they need to.
Well, no, and that's the thing. It's just, like, if he's got, like, 5-6 plates on, like, the side, then, yeah, okay, that's a lot of weight, right? But if you're doing, like, 20-pound curls or something, I just hear you going, like, sit down, bro. Like, just chill.
Is that bad gym etiquette as somebody who does not lift anything at the gym that makes me grunt, really? It's like, if it's making me grunt, it's too heavy. Is that bad gym etiquette to grunt?
I would say if it's just something lighter, then yeah. But if you're out here doing power lifter stuff, then yeah. Like, make any noise you want, bro, because you could probably eat all of us. You know,
so I was going to say, I got excited when you said they got 5 or 6 plates. I'm like, was there a buffet at the gym?
Yeah. Mean, they put buffets
bowl
in the gym
season,
now.
Man. Seriously. Yeah.
Oh, it's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
Yeah, wake up.
I'm sorry.
I mean, what are you doing over there?
Like, I was reading text messages about War of the Roses. Sorry.
Yeah, what are they saying about War of the Roses? Somebody said, like, guys don't pee on the toilet seat or women don't drip on the toilet seat. Somebody else says, what's a guy doing not lifting the seat up? I learned this as a young age because if I peed on the toilet seat, it was either my brother or me. and we got in trouble for it. Dad was like, you're going to lift that toilet seat up, and if you miss, young man, you're going to wipe it up.
Yes, sir.
You have incredible aim if you can do that, honestly. Yeah, well, that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and sometimes you got to work the aim because the initial the initial volley, the initial volley could go anywhere.
Exactly.
Anywhere.
It's always a crapshoot.
The
initial
volley is a crapshoot, so then you got to get it aimed into that little tiny target. But you should be able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I've tried to stand before. It doesn't work for women as well.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this is something that some people do in their home. They're like, you know, you're a young man, you have bad aim, you're going to sit down to pee. And I said, nah, boys, you know, boys should be able to stand up to pee.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Jenny? Should, if you had a little boy and he had bad aim, would you make him sit down to pee? I've known moms who are like, you're a young man, you're going to sit down to pee.
I probably would if he was like making a mess all the time. That would just frustrate me because then I have to clean it up all the time. So I probably would. I know like a handful of guys that sit to pee a lot.
Sometimes I'm bored, man. Sometimes I don't feel like standing.
Stop it.
Dude,
really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if
it's for, so much work.
Bro, if it's 3 a.m. and like I'm just like, oh, God, this is going to go everywhere because I know myself. I'm just like, whatever. I'm just chill for a couple minutes here, you know?
Yeah, I don't
know. Me on my phone. Yeah.
It's just me, and it's not even like a sexuality, masculinity thing. Yeah. It's just more like that's the way I've always done it.
Mm.
It'd be like if Susan said something like, you are no longer to come in through the house through the front door. You've got to use only the back door. I'd be like, but I like to use the front door. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's weird.
I really wanted to make a joke, but I didn't go for it.
Thank you, Jenny.
I did.
For not making the joke. We appreciate it. All right, here's what's going on. You can't make this stuff up.
What do you got?
This is a few good news stories making the rounds. A six-year-old guy in California told a make-a-wish that he wanted to be a UPS driver for a day. So they made it happen. And a cop in Virginia saved a woman's life by lifting an overturned car off her head single-handedly.
Jeez.
Check it out.
It's flipped upside down. Is he under it? Blocker, it's entrapment. Come here, buddy. Come here.
So he lifted the car off of her head, and she lived, and she was fine. I hope that was his body cam footage and not some Yahoo with a cell phone who's going, let me get this on video.
Right.
Put the phone down and lift the car up, hoping it's body cam footage.
My God. It's great. I feel like everybody kicks in that adrenaline sometimes when things like that happen. Like you hear about that all the time, how you have like that certain amount of adrenaline that causes you to lift like 2,000 pounds. So I'm guessing it kicked in with him. Who knows?
Must have. All right, coming up on KWB, we have Dave's Dirt. E. White is filling in. Hey, listen, I want to let you know the keyword this hour did not seem to work.
Mm-mm.
So we gave you a keyword, and it doesn't seem to be the right one. So if you struggled with that one, I totally understand it. We'll get the right one for you next hour. Also, shout out Austin. He is 5 years old today.
Yay.
The big old five. Love from Mom and Dad and Catherine. We love you, buddy. And happy birthday, Austin, from us here on the Dave Ryan Show as well. Coming up, a very famous movie scene. I've got the secrets behind a very famous movie scene that did not go well. They had to record it and film it over and over and over because it wasn't going right. You'll know it when I describe it to you, and I'll tell you what they did coming up on Dave's Dirt in a second on 101.3 KDWB. There's a store down on the corner, and it is the UPS store. Now, it might not be exactly on the corner, but I want you to see if you can picture in your mind, where is the UPS store in your neighborhood? I know where ours is. I actually know some other ones, too. There's one in Golden Valley by Down in the Valley. There's also one in Waconia when you turn north and you're headed for Lola's by the lake. It's over there in that strip mall. It's going to be on your left-hand side. What's the address? I don't know. But I do know that at every UPS store, they do a lot of ings for your small business, whether it's shipping and packing or notarizing or printing. Printing's a big one. If you have a small business or you're organizing some function for your school or for your, I don't know, your club or whatever, sometimes it's posters, banners. You got to get a big banner. Somebody's got a big birthday. You got to get the big lordy, lordy, look who's 40 yard sign to put out there in the front yard. Am I right? Go by the UPS store. They'll take care of that for you, too. Menus and a whole bunch more. All the printing your business needs to get people buzzing at the UPS store. Every ing for your small business, all in one place. Find the store closest to you at theupsstore.com.
Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on the Twin Cities number one hit music station, 101.3 KDWB.
The latest in entertainment, lifestyle, and flat-out gossip. Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Star party was last night with KDWB. Sat down in front of the computer last night. I didn't have any White Claw in the house, but I sure wish I did. But I'd already had a couple of pops when our station had a get-together last night.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was really cool. We went down to Rain, R-E-I-G-N, down on Hennepin, kind of in the uptown area. And I'd never been in there before. It looked like an old bank building they converted into like a space, like a wedding space or whatever.
Honestly, I thought it was like a church.
I think somebody said it was a library. So it was one of the three. Something super official, basically.
Okay, gotcha. But it was really cool. Anyway, I don't know about you and your work, but it was the first time we'd really had gotten together with no masks on last night. Shout out to the crew down at Rain, because they were super cool and very friendly and very professional, and they wore the masks.
Yeah.
Probably because they took one look at us and says, those people are disgusting.
A bunch of clowns out here. Yeah.
But we had a great time last night. Was it weird, Jenny, to be in a room with a bunch of unmasked people for the first time in over a year?
I don't think it was so weird. It was weird to be in that environment, which was like a nightclub kind of scene. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a party scene. And I was like, well, I haven't done this in a while.
Right.
So that was weird. But no, it was lovely to see our coworkers, who I don't think I've seen any of our salespeople in about a year and 3 months, some change or something. So it was nice to see everyone.
It was definitely weird for me because, like, I moved here and then 2 months later the pandemic happened, so I barely know anybody. So I was just trying to guess and, like, who's this person's name? Who's that? Phil? Is this Phil? Okay, cool.
Well, we were doing this last night because I was I walked in, I went to the bar, and I was talking to somebody, and I'd met her before, and I didn't know her name, and we're both super funny, we're both super charming, we're cracking each other up, and then I come over to Eric and you at this party, and I said, who's the girl over by the bar? And I told Eric, I said right away, don't turn around and look, because it's going to be obvious that we're talking about her, and so we're like,
I also totally looked, that's for sure.
Well, you have to. It's kind of like, don't look at the girl by the bar, what's her name? And Eric's like, who? Katie. We figured out it was Katie.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was Katie.
All right, good to know. Yeah. Okay. Katie's probably looking at me too going, who is that? Is that Chris Hockey?
Yeah.
Chris Hockey? What's going on? Remember the scene in the movie in Mission Impossible where Tom Cruise is being lowered by cables and he comes inches from hitting the floor?
Yeah.
I guess the gossip is now coming out. It's not gossip. It's just kind of a funny story. It took forever to shoot because he had trouble balancing his body. And it's the 25th anniversary of this, so they said basically his face, when they'd lower him, it kept hitting the floor, kept smacking on the floor. And so they didn't know how to balance it out, so he actually put extra coins in his pockets and shoes as a counterweight so his face wouldn't hit the floor.
Oh, interesting.
So it is kind of a cool story. In other stuff, you can tell it's kind of a slow dirt day. There's not a whole lot going on. This is Alanis Morissette. Finally released her song from Chester Bennington's memorial. It's called Rest. And I'm going to play a little bit for you because Chester Bennington died maybe 2 years ago, something like
about
that.
Two.
And this is from his memorial. Just a little clip. On a much lighter note, E. White, last night, you were playing Butter from BTS, like, over and over and over last night?
Yeah, literally at 11 o'clock, we were just like, this is the only song we're playing for the rest of the night show.
For one entire hour, you played Butter?
An entire hour, we just played Butter by BTS.
So you probably don't want to hear what I'm about to play for you right now.
I want to hear it.
No, it's great.
New music also from Lil Nas X. It's called Sun Goes Down.
Who is Bobby?
I got a bunch for you. Marshmello and Jonas Brothers, Leave Before You Love Me. God, that song sounds like something.
Does it?
It sounded familiar. I just don't know what they're sampling.
My shoulders were popping during that.
I was vibing for sure. They're coming to a Mystic Lake, aren't they? That's going to be huge.
Is that right?
Yeah, Jonas Brothers. Yeah, they're coming. Oh. It says on a tour, it says Prior Lake. And I'm just like, it looks so awkward when you're from here. But like, yeah.
Got to be Mystic for sure. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo is called Traitor. And now a very important clip in the music world right now. This is a dog performing a Sweet Child O' Mine with his owner. So here we have a dog performing Sweet Child O' Mine from Guns N' Roses with his owner. Okay, that dog is so off.
He sounds better
pitch.
Than her. No, I was going to say.
I think I like that better than the Jonas Brothers song, though. I think it was beautiful.
I got to go back, seriously. I got to go back and listen to that Jonas Brothers song again. It sounds like something. I'm going to do that during the break. Okay, Jenny, do your best to explain Hall Pass Leslie. Who is Hall Pass Leslie?
Okay, so Leslie called in, and her husband have been married for a little bit, but they have not had sex in about, like, 4 years, I think she said. Ooh. And she's itching for some loving, you know? So she and her husband had a discussion, and he basically gave her a hall pass and said, you go out and get yours, girl. And she was like, do I do it? So we've been talking to her, and she's been filling us in. And I'm pretty sure, like, yesterday she hopped on Tinder because she's, like, going for it. Mm. So I believe we're going to chat with her coming up, and she's going to tell us how it's going.
Yeah, we texted her a minute ago, and she's like, yeah, oh, there's an update. I think things are moving pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
Because I think once she made her mind up to go hook up with a random hall pass, she's moving full steam ahead on this one. So we'll talk to her coming up in 5 minutes. We're calling her Hall Pass Leslie. It's next on KDWB. BTS brand new is called Butter on 101.3 KDWB. Hey, got a birthday shout out to do today. We're going to get right into the keyword. We're going to talk to, she's ready. We're going to talk to her in a second here. This is Hall Pass Leslie, and you'll hear the whole story. I'll kind of go over the whole story coming up in a second. But a lot of people have been following along with this one. And we also figured out what song that new Jonas Brothers song sounds like. So this Jonas Brothers song here. Sounds exactly like this song.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And exactly like this song too. Jonas Brothers. Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Post Malone. So there it is, mystery solved. Also, Violet, happy 14th birthday today, and thanks for listening to KDWB. Love that. Thanks, everybody who watched Star Party last night. We had a great time with that one. Here is your keyword. It's budget. This hour, fingers crossed, it's the right keyword. Last hour, somehow we generated the wrong keyword. Forget the past. Move on. Move into the future. It is budget, B-U-D-J-G-E-T, budget. Go online, kwb.com, and enter that in the box that pops up for your $1,000. Let me bring up to speed on Leslie. I call her Hall Pass Leslie, and I wonder if Fallon's listening, and I feel like I need to text Fallon to let her know, Jenny, what's going on here.
Yeah.
Because we talked to a woman. I nicknamed her Hall Pass Leslie because I had a nickname for everybody.
You do.
And so basically, It's not a funny story, but she's handling it really well. But Leslie's been married a long time. Her husband and her have not had sex in 4 years. She's 35 years old. Her husband said, "If you want sex, go get it. I'm not into it anymore." He's not gay. She says he's not gay, so that came up. And so then she's like, "Are you serious?" She's like, "Yeah, go find somebody." So she called us saying, should I do it? How would I find somebody? So we've been talking to her the last couple of days. And she said, well, I can go on Tinder. I can find somebody. I want to do this. So the last time we talked to her, it was just yesterday, wasn't it?
It was yesterday, yep.
Okay. And she said she was on Tinder putting together a profile that was basically, I'm only interested in like hooking up. I don't want a relationship. I want a guy between 30 and 40. And so she's thinking about doing it this this weekend? Because today's Friday, Leslie. Are you... Give me an update on your Tinder and your hookup and whatever we need to know, because you haven't told me anything today.
Right, right. Well, it's working really well. I think I'm like Tinder gold or something, because I have so many matches. And I think there's this one guy that I think is pretty perfect. He's 32. I asked him what he did, you know, and about some of his background, and he said he was a medical salesperson, and he traveled a lot for work, which I figured would be good, you know, for a hookup, because, you know, he probably is not interested in something more because of his work and stuff, because he's always traveling around and everything. And so I'm thinking I'm going to go for it with him.
Okay, I want to stop you for a second. Did you run this guy by your husband? Did he get vetted, for lack of a better term, by your husband? Do you have to look at him and say, well, what do you think of this guy? Or is your husband just saying, I don't want to hear about it. Go do it. Be safe. Be careful. Let me know how you are. I don't want to hear about it.
Well, kind of somewhere in the middle, like he asked me if I was making any progress, and I told him yes, but I didn't give him details.
Okay. Because I would imagine some guys probably wouldn't want the details.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
Go on.
So today is Friday. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Would this be something that goes on this weekend? And where would you do it? And what do you got in mind? Because, you know, I would think it'd probably happen over the weekend. Is it an afternoon? Is it an overnight trip? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of meeting him tomorrow, like evening, for a drink at a nice hotel. Because, you know, I want to go to a hotel. Like, I don't know him. I feel like there's a little more security in some place like that. And I was kind of joking around with him. I'm like, I'm not going to some, you know, $19, like, by the hour flea bag. You know what I mean? We have to go somewhere nice with a nice lobby and a nice restaurant where we can have a drink at the bar and see how it goes.
Okay. Okay. So you would then go have a drink at the bar and then head upstairs and see what happens. Are you spending the night? Because, I mean, it doesn't matter because that's such a minor thing. But are you spending the night, or are you coming home, or what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm going to see how it goes. Yeah. Like, maybe I am spending the night because maybe we're going to be very active through the night. You know?
I love that.
I feel bad for your husband, though, because...
What? He said that she could go do it.
It's his idea. Please don't make me feel any worse than I have been feel. Like, I'm just getting into the headspace of doing this. Don't make me doubt it anymore. Please, please.
Yeah, you know what? I think if your mind is made up, who am I to say, like, dissuade you one way or another? I'm just saying, I would not be able to forget your husband, but it doesn't sound like you're forgetting his emotions or feelings. You're just, you've got his blessing to do it. It's his freaking idea.
Yes, it's his idea, so okay. I'm going with it.
All right, listen, I know you told me you don't have long to talk, so I'm going to let you run, but you know I'm going to be blowing up your phone on Monday morning. I might not even wait. I might be calling you Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning to find out what happened. But I'll tell you what, I'll wait until Monday. We'll all find out together. If I call you, will you tell us what happened? Will you answer the phone?
Of course. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Well, good luck. Hey, listen, be safe. Jenny, any advice for her?
I think she's being smart by getting a drink first, so just making sure he's pretty normal, and then she can go upstairs with him afterwards. So
okay, I'm not your dad or anything, but Leslie, you know, have like a drink. Don't get to the point where it's like, I mean, seriously, you don't want to be like staggered around the hotel, and then he wants to, like, you know, take advantage of that. So, go have fun, be safe, and then we'll call you on Monday morning and right around this time and find out how things went, okay?
Okay.
If you heard Hall Pass Leslie a little while ago, Marie has got an opinion on the whole thing. As a matter of fact, a lot of people have an opinion on her hooking up with somebody this weekend in a hotel because her husband gave her a hall pass because he doesn't enjoy sex anymore. Marie, what do you make of the whole thing? What's your take on her? Hello? Hello? She may have hung up because, you know what, people got lives and they got stuff to do and there's breakfast and stuff like that. So we got a lot of text messages here. Somebody says, with Leslie, it doesn't seem right. I keep wondering if her husband is setting her up, saying she cheated and then a divorce.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Someone says, this sounds like a date, not a hookup. This is disgusting. I agree, but, like, I think she also needs to, like, look out for herself and, like, vet someone. She can't just, like, show up to some guy's place and immediately hook up with them. So I do feel like a drink is necessary in this situation.
She says she's going to a hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. She said going to his place seems kind of sketchy, but then somebody says she should not go to a hotel. I've watched enough Law and Order SVU to yeah. know you should not go to a hotel.
It's yeah. like, serious. I mean, that's true, because, like, you hear so many of those things on, like, true crime podcasts and everything, of just, like, people getting snatched. Like,
I think, I remember one in Arizona. When I lived out in Arizona, somebody arranged, like, a hookup with somebody at a hotel, and then she killed him and stole his money or whatever. But then again, you know what, you guys? That can happen on any date, really, if you learn to trust somebody. I've been watching that show, You, on Netflix.
Oh,
you seen that show?
You guys can tell me about it.
I have seen it.
It's everything seems good until it's not good. And
right.
it's like, it seems really good until it's not good. I just finished season one last night.
You finished it.
I finished it. Season one. It's like, a couple of more text messages. She needs to make sure he gets screened, like healthy screened. There are ethically non-monogamous people out there. She can find one.
Mm.
Another one says, can you ask her if she told this guy she's married? I don't know that it's come up.
Yeah.
Another one says she should just get a divorce. You can love someone but not be in love with them anymore. Leslie irritated the blank out of me.
Ooh.
And then somebody said this hall pass scenario happens a lot more than people think. I don't know anybody that it does happen, but I do know a couple that had an open marriage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I went to their wedding. They had an open marriage, and I'm like, really? They have an open marriage? So how does that work? So he leaves on a Friday night, got a little overnight bag, goes out of town, comes back on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and is like, hey, what'd you do this weekend? Did you have a good week? How do you even handle that?
Are all their, like, people in their wedding party just, like, their lovers and stuff? Like, that's kind of, like, what makes me nervous.
Were they in an open marriage before they got, like, in an open relationship before they even got married?
They're both great people. That's the thing about it. You would think that they'd be skeezy, but they weren't at all. They're both great people. Like,
I guess,
educated.
Wonderful. Yeah, when it's, like, established and stuff, I feel like, you know, and you've done it for so long, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like when you've established that you're in a, you know, is it monogamous? Yeah.
Yep.
Monogamous relationship. And then you're just like, oh, I want to open it up. That's when it gets a little dicey, you know, for sure. But if you're just going from the top, just like, hey, we're just going to be out here just doing whatever.
Yeah.
And it's chilling. Yeah,
I guess so.
I do listen to a podcast that's all about sex, and there's been many open relationship people on there. And it's just like all about the open communication. And then I never hear them bring up like jealousy or anything like that. So I think you have to have like the perfect personality to be in that kind of relationship.
Here's the problem. If Susan and I were to do this whole thing, she'd find men all over the place.
Absolutely.
I'd be home alone every Friday night. I'd be like, so where are you going? Well, I have Greg, then I have Rick, and then Thomas and I, we're going to meet up later. Thomas and I are going to go, we're going to go down to a hotel. And then Thomas is taking me to Orlando for the weekend.
Woo!
I'd be like, well, Dave, what are you doing? I'd be like, well, I might call Nate later, and I might ride the motorcycle by myself.
So you're hooking up with Nate now, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, you think you're just going to be whiffing out here? Yeah.
I wouldn't have any luck.
No, so,
look at me.
I mean,
look at me.
Listen, the beard adds some sauce. I won't lie to you.
You have a nice personality.
That's true.
Oh, thanks. So I'm the friend that has the nice personality.
You have a very nice personality.
Susan, if you were to hook up this weekend, how many options do you think you could have? Like right away. Hello. Did she hang up too? Is the phone not working again?
I don't know.
Because we're having a little trouble with the phone here. Susan, can you hear me? Okay. Hello. Okay, everything seems... Let me try this one. Hold on. Susan, are you there? We may have a little trouble with the phone.
Mm. Oh, no.
Let me try an experiment. Hold on. We got a dial tone. Hold on. She probably just got so disgusted with me that she didn't want to talk. That's okay. I get it. All right, it's KWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station. Let's chat about Star Party a little bit last night.
Yeah.
It was super cool. It was virtual, but I loved all the action. You know what I loved? Here's what I loved about Star Party. There was no set changes. You know what I mean? It was like one act, two, another act, two, another act. My favorite, probably Tones and I, because I love Tones and I, because she performed live. Somebody said, was Ava Max lip syncing? I don't know if she was. I don't think she was.
Or maybe I was just bamboozled because I thought she did great.
If she was, very impressive. Yeah. Seriously, she killed it with it. But no, she was. I thought she was incredible. 24K Golden was so good too. Like,
I was very upset because my boyfriend was over watching it with me, and when Tones and I came on, he knew Dance Monkey, so he's like, "Dance Monkey, Dance Monkey," and I was like, "No, no." No, no. Yeah. We're listening to Tones and I perform this. And then he wouldn't know the lyrics either. So not only was he aggressively singing and drowning out Tones and I, he didn't know the lyrics.
Oh, my God. Just the worst. Seriously.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that's tough.
All right. Hey, we'll be back in a couple of seconds. Tina's here. I'm going to give a special shout out to Tina. Working behind the scenes, Tina did such a great job. She was like the engineer, producer, director of everything last night. So Tina worked like 15-hour days every day for the past 2 weeks, making the Star Party thing come together and making happen all the graphics and everything. I love the retro style of grabbing the old,
eight-bit
files. That was so cool. So, Tina, really good job with that one. I love that one. We'll be back with the mixtape game hosted by me coming up in a second on KDWB. This is the game where I give you a category. You then have to come up with a perfect song on your mixtape. And it's based on a card game that's actually called Mixtape. You can probably get it on Amazon. And we'll be back with that coming up next on KDWB, on your Amazon, on your Alexa, on your smart device, on your cell phone. It is KDWB. A couple little stories for you. First of all, BTS got a new song out. It's called Butter. And everybody was playing it. Well, we were playing it last night at about 11 o'clock. We played it over and over and over. But this is a really interesting little story. Jonas Brothers and Marshmello have a new song out. It's called Leave Before You Love Me. And so we're checking it out. We're like, that song sounds like something really familiar. Here's the song. And we're like, okay, what does that sound like? And instantly listeners texted in and said it sounds like... Which is really weird because if anybody can write a song, Nick Jonas can write a song. He's never like, you know, you've never doubted his songwriting skills. But on that one, it's like, okay, what's going on? In other things, all right, we're going to move on to this one. Angelina Jolie got covered in bees.
What do you mean?
To celebrate World Bee Day.
Oh, okay.
But one got up her dress and started crawling around toward,
the lady parts.
And she said, this is the worst place to get stung. And I would not disagree. Yeah. I would say that is probably the worst place to get stung.
I found a giant wasp just bundled up dead in my living room floor yesterday. Oh, and I have no idea how it got in. I don't know how it was murdered and how that happened. But it was right in the middle of the floor. And I was like looking. I was like, what is that on the ground? And I went up and touched it. I was like, oh my God. Oh, no.
Have you seen any suspicious looking wasps outside your apartment at all?
No.
That looked like they're guilty or something?
No, there was actually, there was one wasp that was in between my patio door and my glass door, like the screen door and the glass door about a week ago. Do you think they had beef?
It might have been a murder hornet, dude.
Took the other one out.
Are murder hornets still a thing? I mean, they might
have been a murder hornet.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to jinx it.
You know how you're not supposed to like pick a turtle up from the road and move it to the side of the road? You know that, right?
Yes.
And we've all done it. I've done it before. It's like, oh, you stop and you stop traffic. You pick a turtle up and you move it to the other side of the road. I guess you're not supposed to do that. So yesterday morning, I put the dog out, Josie, and there's a frog, about a 2-inch-long frog, clinging to the window.
Yeah, you took a picture.
I took a picture. It's on my Instagram. He's an adorable little frog.
Real cute.
He was still there last night, and I started to get concerned for him because I thought, what is wrong with this frog? No. Is he afraid to jump down?
Yeah.
Is he lost? So what do you think I did?
Poked him with a stick.
No, I did not, Tina, poke him with a stick.
That was going to be my guess, honestly.
I picked the frog up. I'm not afraid to touch frogs, so I picked the frog up, and I tried to set him on the lawn, and he didn't want to get off my hand. He really loved being on my hand. He's my new buddy. So I finally pushed him off, and I thought, was this the right thing to do? It's only one frog, and I've run over frogs with a lawnmower before. Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. But did I do the right thing by moving the frog from where he wanted to be to where I wanted him to be?
I think that you didn't do the right thing because he probably was real cozy. That was like his like bed area, like his Netflix and chill area. Yeah. And then you took him away from that.
He was just vibing out, singing the Rainbow Connection in his head. And he just ruined his life. Man.
Why are there so many songs? Oh, God, put me down.
Yeah.
All right. Martha Stewart's got some tips for concocting the perfect thirst trap.
Okay.
Now, remember, Martha Stewart might be 117 years old, but somewhere back in her day, she was hot.
Yeah.
She's a babe.
So still she is. Posted a very sexy pool selfie, and she wants you to sex up your profile. Here are Martha Stewart's tips for concocting the perfect thirst trap. Number one, just look good and pose with a provocative look on your face. Now, as you listen to the show, I want you to practice your provocative look.
Okay. Mm.
I'm not going to look at Jenny or Tina or Eric because it'll creep me out.
Okay,
but
I'll
want
look
you
at Tina, though. Let's look see your provocative look.
Whether you look at each other or look at, don't do it, look in the mirror, whatever. If you're driving in your office right now, whatever you're doing, practice your provocative look.
I'm staring straight at Dave.
Okay, I'm not looking at you. I'm not going to make eye contact with you. It's next beautiful. Thing you know, Eric's going to pull out a banana.
Yeah, he stare didn't at me. You to mine. Exactly. Yeah, was constipated weird. Or what?
I didn't care for that.
What do you mean?
It was creepy.
Did it make does a horny Jen, baby?
Does Jenny not have a good provocative
no,
look?
Jenny had that like creeper look, like she's sitting alone in the corner and you accidentally make eye contact with her and you're like, oh God, don't look over
there. Yeah, you look seriously. You look like a character in like an evil villain series that is not a sexy look at all.
Can I get your number? Can I get your number?
Okay. Look away. Look away. Then she says, here comes the trickery. A lot of girls think you're just naturally amazing and are highly edited online. There are wizards at editing that can make you look great. So she says it's okay to edit your photo to get out any of the, like, the, I don't know, parts that don't look so good.
Some cellulite, maybe get rid of that. Is that what she's talking about?
She is posing in a pool and she is doing a very, very trying to, it's either that look that your grandma gives her phone when she can't quite figure it out, like confused, or it's a very sexy look. You want to go find it. It's Martha Stewart 48 if you want to see somebody your grandma's age sexy selfie.
Hey, Martha Stewart hardcore, like my celebrity hall pass. I'm not even playing. Yo, straight up, seriously. She went to prison. She could probably beat me up, and I'm kind of into
that.
You
got to be careful, though. She got very brittle bones. She's at an age where you get very brittle bones. You got to take calcium supplements.
Hey, listen, that's all good. I'll bring the magnesium or whatever, like milk and magnesia. What is it? Like, I don't know what it is. It's all good.
A little magnesium.
We'll be back. Here's your keyword, by the way. We got the proper, correct keyword this hour. It is budget. BUDGET, budget. Go online to KDWB.com and then send that in, and you can get that $1,000. We do it every hour. And watch for your phone to ring later this hour with a phone call from a strange number. That's probably us calling to say you want budget. Go to KDWB.com for $1,000. Enter that keyword, budget. Be right back with the mixtape game. Are you guys ready for the mixtape game?
Yes.
Let go.
Yes.
Minutes away on KDWB. Hey, if you're road tripping somewhere this weekend, maybe going to the cabin later on today, hopefully the weather will be better. You can download and listen to and binge War of the Roses episodes on iHeartRadio. Just look for Dave Ryan, War of the Roses. Mixtape game. Woo! Weather Girl Jenny, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Tina, are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shout
yeah.
out Tina. Good job on Star Party
Thank
last
you
night.
You
maybe worked
guys.
Extra hard on that one. Tina, let you know there will be a little something extra in your paycheck this week. Just kidding.
Okay.
Not really.
I was excited.
He doesn't make those decisions, unfortunately.
Remember who you work for. iHeartRadio. Eric, thanks for filling in. E. White, nighttime DJ. E, like the letter. White, like the color. Mike, like M-I-C. I stole that from you last night.
Hey, there
night.
You go.
Here we go.
It's a movement.
Question number one on the mixtape game, and you get to play along, too. Let's see what you come up with. Maybe you can text me in your ideas when I give these to the people on the show. You're a construction worker. You build houses all day in the blazing sun or the pouring rain. You get to work. You crank up your huge, big, yellow, rugged construction site boombox to a song that gets you and your construction buddies pumped up for another day. What song comes on to start your day? First song out of that big yellow construction site boombox. Weather Girl Jenny, what are you doing?
Well, as you know, I like to bring the excitement to any kind of party, and that also involves my work life.
Okay.
So what I need is something that's going to be interactive with my buddies. So it's going to be exciting, but then also I need interaction, so I'll need you both to interact as well. So play the song. Turn it up. Everybody.
From the roof.
Nah.
Seriously, you are pandering to me.
Strong
no, I'm not.
Early.
Truthfully, I was like, what song actually gets people to interact that isn't Sweet Caroline? ba, ba, ba. I wanted Backstreet Boys, and yes, it might sound pandering.
Okay, pandering to me works. If you pander, Backstreet Boys is always working for me because, you know, I love BSB. Tina, you're a construction worker. You're building houses all day in the blazing sun, the pouring rain. You get to work. You crank up your big, huge, yellow, rugged construction site boombox to a song that gets you and your construction buddies pumped for another day. What song is first?
Okay, you can't just play any song on a boombox. You can't play anything too current because that's just going to sound wrong. You know what I mean?
What?
Oh, shh, Jenny. And and I need to also, I am in a mood. I work for one thing and one thing only, and that is to enjoy my time when I'm not working. So I got to get in the mindset that this is why I'm here. This is my song.
Your running man is horrendous.
I wasn't doing a running man.
It looked like a bad running man.
I was doing a pulse.
That would look like a bad running man. What is that? The Charleston? What is that?
That is that is that I might have a UTI. Don't go in that area.
What?
Wait, what did you say, Jenny?
I said I might have a UTI. Don't go in there.
Just because you do that dance doesn't mean we all do that dance.
She was moving her hands over her region down there.
Send cranberry juice. Send it.
I hate everyone.
Did you like, was her song a good choice, Jenny?
No, absolutely not. That was trash. I'm sorry. You're going to play that to pump up your workers for your long work day? That is
We're working for the weekend.
No,
that's more of a, like 5 p.m. Like, we're done working and we're ready for the weekend song.
I feel highly motivated by that song.
But it's not a 9 a.m. song. That's how fun. No, it's not.
It is up-tempo. It is fun.
Whatever.
Wow. This is getting really heated in here. Tina, controversial choice. Eric, you're a construction worker building houses all day. You get to work. You crank up your big old yellow construction site boombox to motivate you and your buddies for another day. What song is up first?
Listen, we're all wearing like the same like tank tops and everything. We jacked. We're sweaty. You know, it's kind of like we're out here trying to do like kind of like the same workout type vibe. So, of course, I had to go to my workout playlist. I want a little hardcore. Let's go. Bring in the rage. Just imagine stacking stuff as you're doing this.
Stacking stuff, like shingles and whatnot.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
shingles.
Laying tile.
Yeah, tile.
Yeah. Smashing things if you need to. Sledgehammers. Flipping tile.
To be honest, I don't feel like it's safe that you're wearing tank tops doing all of this work. That makes me a little concerned for your shoulders and your biceps.
OSHA safe.
Yeah.
Are you wearing hard hats?
That depends, you know.
Nope.
You don't want to mess up the flow, you know? At the end of the day, somebody might be rocking a molly, and you want to make sure that's a little, you know, flowing in the wind, you know?
I do have a decision.
Okay.
Tina, you brought it. I think it was okay. It didn't win, so it's now between Jenny and it's between Eric. Jenny,
wrong.
I love pandering. Please pander to me. Everybody loves to be pandered to. I really like that one. Yeah. I think every day an instrumental to fire up the workforce is going to be the winner. So.
What?
Lego! I did like it. Then I think a good follow-up song might be Everybody by Backstreet Boys, and then even Working for the Weekend. But I just think it's an everyday instrument. Okay. Well, you know what? You're not the judge, Tina. So you know what? Calm it. Okay?
I'm calm.
Calm it.
Eric gets round one. Right,
we love to see it. We love to see it.
All right. Next category on the mixtape game. You're directing a reality show called Young Veterinarians in Love.
Beautiful.
At the ending of episode one, Dr. Michael Duke, DVM, and Dr. Jenna Paxton, DVM, make out in exam room 3, kitten wallpaper and all. What song is playing on episode one of Young Veterinarians in Love while the doctors paw each other? Tina, you go first.
This seems like a young, hip show that is going to be featuring young, hip music. Maybe even have a lot of ads running on TikTok. So they gotta, you know, go to that audience.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? So also, it's about kissing. So you can play.
Is Addison Rae starring in this?
Yeah, duh. She plays the girl doctor.
Oh, of course.
It's a reality show. It's not anyone playing anything.
You mean Dr. Jenna Paxton?
Yeah, Dr. Jenna. Yes, this is cute. There's kittens in the background. Meow.
Well, there's kitten wallpaper, but maybe there's a loose kitten roaming around.
Yeah, there might be a loose kitten.
Okay, I don't hate it.
Thank you.
I don't hate it.
Thank you.
E, what song is playing in the background while the vets are hooking up in the exam room 3?
So I don't know if you were like me and were corrupted by the Simpsons movie when you were 12, but there's a part of, and I'm sorry if I'm spoiling, it came out like 14 years ago at this point. But basically, Marge and Homer were getting it on in Snow White style in Alaska, and the animals were mortified.
Oh, God.
But no. I just, like, assume it's kind of like the vibe. But also, they're enjoying it, so naturally, you want to go kind of classic. You want to go kind of just, like, good vibes, so this is what I went with. I'm imagining this being, like, a retro show. Like, just kind of like a revamp of a retro show.
What show?
I don't know. Some show.
Some retro show.
Some retro show.
Right, sorry.
Okay, all right. Okay, there's Eric's entry. Or Jenny, you're directing a reality show called Young Veterinarians in Love. At the ending of episode one, Dr. Michael Duke, DVM, and Dr. Jenna Paxton, DVM, make out in exam room three, kitten wallpaper and all. What song is playing while the doctors paw each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keyword here is paw each other, Eric and Tina,
yeah.
Which means aggressive. Someone's shoved up against that kitten wallpaper and they're going at it. They're pawing.
So they're not on the table. He's shoved her up against the wallpaper. On the wallpaper.
And yeah, and they're going, they're pawing at each other's lips.
Oh, God.
Right.
You did not just get Jenny! Out. Go.
Oh, my God.
This is on like Cinemax at like 2 a.m.
No.
For sure.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, one of you is immediately eliminated. One of you is immediately eliminated. If you're listening to the show, who would you immediately eliminate from the mixtape game?
Tina.
Jenny.
I didn't ask you. I said, if you're listening to the show.
Jenny said,
I'm listening to the show.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
We are.
Technicality. If you're listening to the show, maybe you agree that I would automatically, instantly eliminate E. White.
Sorry.
It's too old of a song. The song is 38-ish years old. You need to come up. This is Young Veterinarians in Love.
Okay.
Not right. Geriatric Veterinarians in Love.
Listen, okay? Marvin Gaye is timeless. All right.
Get out of here.
Young Veterinarians in Love. I need to go back and revisit Tina's song. Because I'm trying to. Tina, is your situation similar to Jenny's where they're up against the kitten wallpaper or what's going on?
Mine's not quite as NC-17 as Jenny's
show
is.
Well, it's Jenny, right?
It's a lot more cutesy.
Okay.
But still sexual.
Here's Tina's song again.
The camera's probably doing like a 360 around them.
Uh-huh. You know? Slow-mo or regular mo?
Regular mo.
Yeah.
That's
okay, Tina wins then.
I like it.
Jenny, yours was a strong choice. It really was. But Tina, really, the song Young Veterinarians in Love just seemed to go together.
This is a reality show. It's a trash reality show.
That is true.
And you know that they're going at it. They're not just having this romantic kiss.
They could be the two awkward doctors, Jenny. There's not room for everybody on my show.
They're blatantly confident.
Okay, here's our final category. Jenny is not on the board. Mm-hmm. Tina and E. White each have a point. Here is category three. After lunch at a Greek restaurant, your friend suggested you... Oh, okay. After lunch at a Greek restaurant, your friend suggested, you wave goodbye to them and head for home. But those gyros must have had some bad sauce because you're feeling some gurgles in your tummy. Mm-mm. You urgently pull off to a quick trip to use the facilities, but it's occupado. What song is playing on the overhead while you dance outside the quick trip bathroom door? Eric, you're up first.
I feel attacked because this totally happened to me one time. Not the exact scenario, but I was on a first date and I was literally like coming home from it, taking the subway, and I had to hit the bathroom. So I hit a Wawa, and which is a gas station in PA. And literally, like, everything was shut down, and I was just, like, panicking. So, like, I kind of, like, low-key, like, just tried to book it anywhere. Like, I lied to somebody, said I was, like, at a restaurant or whatever. And this isn't what I imagined the song was that, you know, was playing in my head. I don't even imagine.
Oh, God.
It was.
Okay, that's fine.
It did.
Yeah.
Sorry to that, like, random bar I ran into and, like, you know... Like on Locust Street.
Oh, it was bad.
It was bad. Sorry to Tavern on Broad. I promise.
This is Eric's public apology.
Yeah, listen. If you're living out there in Center City, Philadelphia, my apologies, bro.
Strong choice. Jenny, you had lunch at a Greek restaurant. Your friend suggested you wave goodbye. You head for home. But those heroes must have had something bad in them because you're feeling some gurgles in your tummy. You urgently pull off to the Quick Trip to use the facilities, but it's occupied. What song is playing on the overhead while you dance outside the door?
Yeah, I'm basically telling the attendant to get the caution signs out, like, oh, right in that moment, because there's about to be an accident. Like, we are in a danger zone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. I'm not even mad at this. I can't help not be
respect
mad at this.
Kenny Loggins.
Yo, shout Kenny Loggins, oh, real talk. RIP,
these are strong choices. They really are. Each one is really a good choice. Okay, Tina, mm-hmm, you're outside of the bathroom at Quick Trip and you're dancing because you've got to get in there. It's occupied. What song's playing on the overhead, Tina?
Yeah, I don't know. The playlist that plays at gas stations is just bizarre. Every time you go in there, you're like, I haven't heard this song in 14 years. Yes. What's going on? Why are you playing this? So this is... You are panicking. You are in pain. Everything is bad. But this song is like weirdly optimistic, and you just want to flip the birds to the ceiling and say, F you. Wake me up before you go,
go, leave me hanging on. You're absolutely right. This is a random, weird song that you would hear on a Quick Trip overhead speaker.
Like, why? Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why? You would also hear Kenny Loggins, I believe.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Y'all just like going into your grandma's playlist real quick, yeah.
Oh, you just had Marvin Gaye. You don't even get to talk.
Timeless. The man is timeless.
Okay, this is a hard one. So, Eric's song, if he's got to go outside of the bathroom,
is cliche.
It's coming.
Kind of clever.
Get out of here.
Jenny's is.
Watch out.
Where's the highway,
I'm
Jenny?
And Tina's is the most realistic.
Thank you.
Because it is the weird song. You'd be like, what is okay?
You're like, I gotta go, but I can't go.
Okay. Stop.
You know what would happen.
Oh, what? This is a hard decision. What would you do? You're listening to the show. Would you pick Jenny, Tina, or E. White? They're all so good. I'm going to go with Jenny, though.
Oh.
It's a three-way tie.
Okay. Yeah.
So in the rules state, in the event of a three-way tie, I must do a spontaneous category that you have not had a chance to prepare for. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm.
I want an earworm. I want an earworm that everybody gets in their head. They love it. I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about your earworm, and I'm going to randomly pick who's going to go first. Okay. I need an earworm, and whoever gets the best earworm is going to win the mixtape game.
Okay.
Jenny is ready with her earworm. You can either sing it, you can have Jenny play it, and you're ready right now, Jenny?
Yeah, I believe
this. Jenny has an advantage because she has access to a computer. Here's Jenny's earworm.
Hey, I've just met you, and this is crazy. So here's my number. So
yeah, Jenny, who sings this song?
Yeah.
Me and Carly Rae Jepsen have got a duet on it recently.
Oh, okay. Nice. Little collab. All right.
I am impressed that you came up with that so quickly. Okay.
Extra points? Extra points for
I don't know about
quickly?
That. I mean, well, I'm going to deduct a little bit because you had access to the music computer.
But I came up with it right away. You I could have pulled it up on my phone.
E. White on the mic. Earworm. Let me hear it.
Oh, I didn't even have... This is not fair. You had time to pull this up and everything. I didn't get sent it. Oh, my God.
You don't get sent it.
No, it was not. It was totally spontaneous.
Like improv.
Improv?
Yeah.
So if we're going off...
Can I go?
Yeah, Tina, you go.
I would like to go. I pulled this up on my phone.
Fill me up. Don't break my heart.
We sing this single football game in high school.
Yeah, that one's sneaky because it doesn't even register that you're hearing it because you've heard it so many times. And then like 5 hours later, you're like, Bill, dang it.
Mm. It is a bit, okay.
That is a good one.
The sneak attack.
We need something your earworm for round four, the tie-breaking round.
I don't know. I feel like it's a love song situation. So if I got to go. Oh.
Okay. Turn it. Turn it. Okay, this is a TikTok song.
It's a TikTok dance.
And we're all doing the dance to it.
I only know the first part. No, that's not the part.
Okay, you can turn it off now. Right. Okay, my winner is Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, baby.
You had no score, and you won the last two rounds. Good job, man. Jenny.
Thank you.
You guys all did a decent job today. It was very close. I love when it goes into overtime on the mixtape game. And that is wrapping up the mixtape game on 101.3 KDWB. Hey, it is graduation season, and it is a tradition for 20 years on KDWB to play the old GED song. Let's do it on 101.3 KDWB.
Oh, high school. Yeah, high school. That was so long ago. You know, I can barely even remember graduating. I suppose that's mostly because I didn't.
Well, I never liked math and I didn't like to study, so I'd go to Northtown and drink a 40 with my buddy. I thought school was just a pain in the neck, so I learned to roll a dupe and how to forge a check.
My friends all graduated quite a while ago, and I'm in charge of hammers down at Home Depot, and I can't afford to get my missing tooth fixed. I'm driving a Fiero 1986.
Well, my mom tried hard and my dad did too to make me graduate and enroll at the U, but I just pretended that I was deaf. Sat on the couch watching WWF.
I had lots of fun vandalizing cars at the mall when my life was just one big booty call. But I wish I'd listened a little more in school, then I wouldn't be at the Y cleaning the pool. And this is what it feels like.
I wish I had my diploma. I wouldn't buzz at Tony Roma. I'm working on my GED now, so I'll qualify to drive a snowplow.
Well, you know, I didn't graduate from high school, but I think all that learning stuff is really overrated. I got a good job and, you know, benefits. Oh, excuse me. Hello, Domino's Pizza. Have you heard about our two-topping special?
Well, I did okay. I got an A in art, which qualifies me to greet at Walmart. I might have been a lawyer or I might have been a cop. Not a hooker working at the bus stop.
I let everybody know that I was the bomb. But 10 years later, I'm still living with my mom. And I sometimes have to swallow my pride. I sometimes wish I had a double wide. And this is what it feels like.
When I remember my education, I wish I wasn't in sanitation. Should I listen to my mother? Now I'm a student of Sally Struthers.
I was lazy, did no homework, just sat and watched the game show network.
You know, people depend on me in math and history and algebra. When are you ever going to use that stuff?
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Oh, time to fight the battle against kitty vomit. Gotta go.
GED song, annual tradition here on KDWB. And somebody says, Dave, I love, via text, Dave, I love the GED song. Do you ever get complaints about this song? Not yet. Not yet.
Wondered that. I pulled it out of the system yesterday. I was listening to this. I was like, ooh, I don't know about some of these.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've got several people in my family that did not graduate from high school and some other people that got their GED. So respect anybody who makes that extra effort if you didn't do it the first time.
For sure.
It's KWB. The male voice in the background is not Fallon with a cold. That is E. White.
What's up?
From KDWB. Caught him into doing double shifts.
Yeah, seriously.
He still does the night shift. And then he comes in. Jenny,
yeah,
what a dumbass.
I know. I don't know why he does.
Comes in and does the morning show too. Oh, hey, E.
Y'all
didn't
turn off the. I was going to say.
You weren't supposed to be listening.
Oh, well.
You should have averted your ears.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It is Friday. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but it's going to be hopefully nicer tomorrow. That's what we hear. I like that song more every time I hear it. It's BTS called Butter on KDWB. I need something to keep me in a good mood. I look outside. I'm like, oh. I want a weekend where it's like nice from Friday all the way until Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't going to get it today. Mm-hmm. I guess we need the rain. But tomorrow's supposed to be nice. Tomorrow's nice, right?
Tomorrow's like pretty much sunny most of the day and 84. So honestly, kind of hot for May.
What are you doing tomorrow, Jenny? You doing anything fun?
Honestly, probably house hunting. That's what my weekends have turned into. So just going to be out looking at houses.
Okay. What about you, E?
Just hitting up a new brewery. Not new, but new to us, Urban Growler over in St. Paul. And then otherwise just unpacking the new apartment. So that's been big.
Because you got a new apartment.
Yeah, okay, we just moved. We moved out of the dungeon, which was great. So nice. You know, we have windows, which
living
is cool.
Living above ground?
Living above ground, yeah.
That's so nice.
Eric used to live in an abandoned bomb shelter.
More
it was kind of crazy.
I was like a ninja turtle, like just living underground with Master Splinter, just chilling.
Didn't you, like, you were out last past weekend and you ruined somebody's night by you crashed a Tinder date?
Yeah.
What did you do? You ruined somebody's night? What happened?
So it was actually in the afternoon. So it was like me and a buddy of mine got coffee and over in Northeast. And he saw somebody that he knew. I guess they were like mutual friends or something like that. And he called him over and he's with this girl. And like, he was just, we assumed it was like a friend of his or something like that. And we sat there and talked to this kid for like an hour and a half or something like this. And like, this girl looked like she was just looking at her phone the whole time, checking and everything.
So
and
you guys were like sitting,
we were sitting just like, you know, shooting the breeze, doing whatever. And I had to dip because I had to pick up my dog from my girlfriend's parents' place. And so I'm walking away, I'm driving, and I get a text like 20 minutes later. And my buddy's like, yo, he was on a Hinge date. and like, we literally just crashed it. It was crazy.
That's the worst. So this poor girl.
Yeah.
She was trying to get to know this guy, mm-hmm. and then here come her two dopey buddies that crashed the date and ruined the whole thing.
Listen, here's the thing. At least she knows he has cool friends. That's all I know. I didn't know the guy.
She has clueless friends. That happened to me one time. It wasn't on a date, but I was having coffee with a friend, and one of her friends comes over, and we're talking about whatever, we're having a great time. One of her friends comes over, plops her ass down next to us, and sat there until we couldn't take it anymore. We're like, we're out.
So,
you ruined their date. Nice job.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, it's all good. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
All good intentions.
Keep swiping, my guy.
This is Eric from the night show here on KWB.
That's
He's filled
me.
In a few times. We're going to do something where he translates, because you can tell he's like a bro. He's like half the stuff that he says. I'm like, you know, we out and 100 and all this
we
garbage. And I'm like, we
no
out
cap.
Here. And I'm like, what? And so we're going to have you translate something. I'm going to read a classic piece of historic literature.
Yes.
Then you will translate it into your bro speak. Are you in?
Yeah, let's do it, as always.
The first one you might recognize as Genesis 1:1. So it is not only a classic piece of historic literature, it is the word of God. And here we go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. And God said, "Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth." And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called this space sky. If you will, go ahead and translate for us.
All right.
Oh, boy.
From the jump, Sky Daddy made the universe. It was mad sus at first, but then Sky Daddy gave it a major glow up. And he said, "Let it be lit." And it was indeed lit. Sky Daddy got that good lighting. He said he called the lights day and the darkness night. And Sky Daddy saw that it was a vibe. Then Sky Daddy said, "Ayo, let me breathe. This whole universe thing gonna be a big yikes. I'm finna separate this before everyone gets salty." Uh-huh. So Sky Daddy created the sky. Uh-huh. And Sky Daddy. And Sky Daddy saw that it was indeed a vibe.
Yeah.
The universe
very
is vibing.
Nice. Sky Daddy.
I didn't understand any of that.
Sky Daddy is God. That's all I got.
And Sky Daddy is God. Okay. Yes, shout out Sky Daddy.
Something was lit, and I think that's part of
the I think that was the sun. Was the sun lit?
The sun is,
okay.
Come on. It was indeed lit.
If you're ready, we're going
to
translate.
The word of God, Jenny.
Okay.
Another piece of classic literature. And when I say classic, I truly mean classic. Mm-hmm. From the movie Titanic, Jack Dawson's speech at dinner. Here is Jack Dawson's speech at dinner. Well, yes, ma'am, I do. I mean, I got everything I need right here with me. I got air in my lungs, a few blank sheets of paper. I mean, love waking up in the morning not knowing what's going to happen or who I'm going to meet, where I'm going to wind up. Just the other night, I was sleeping under a bridge, and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people. I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it. You don't know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes at you, to make each day count. And now, E. White, if you will, translate into 2021 bro speak.
Shout out to Celine Dion real quick, one time. Bestie, take several seats. I'm fine. The vibes are immaculate. We got that good air and that good paper. On God, TFW, wake up, not knowing what the T is for the day. It's pretty dank. The other day, I was holding an L sleeping under a bridge, and now I'm living my best life with the fam on this bougie ship.
Nice.
Life slaps, and it's telling me, go off, king, period.
Wait.
Tomorrow.
What?
Period.
Period.
Okay.
There's got a T at the end of that.
Go off, king, period. Tomorrow, you could be high-key catching these hands, no cap. It's yeet or be yeetin'. Live your life, sis.
It's what?
It's yeet or be yeetin'.
What is TFW again?
The feeling when. That feeling when.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. I didn't know that.
What dank is what?
Dank, dank is just like,
I thought that
dope,
was weed.
Cool.
I thought that was weed.
It could
I'm
also
confused.
Mean that, yeah. It could
what
be
is
both.
Holding an L?
Holding an L means like you're just like, you're losing right now. You're
taking
you're,
an L.
You're,
low, an L.
You're holding it for a while, yes.
Okay. I got, seriously, I didn't even recognize anything.
Y'all know what bougie good. Means. I think
I
you know what bougie is.
Bougie. Bougie.
Yeah,
bougie.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like Crocs are bougie?
I mean,
Crocs are
that's
bougie. Bougie.
But,
no.
They make the comeback, though, low-key.
Maybe in your eyes.
You know? I don't know if they're my vibe. But
right, did you say yeet or be yeeten?
Yeet or be yeeten. In life, you have one thing. Or yeah. You're either one or the other. You either get yeet, or you either yeet, or you get yeeten. So.
Isn't yeet where you, like, physically chuck someone across
yes.
the room?
Yeet, yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
I'm lost. I don't get it. All right. We'll be back in a second. The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show is on 101.3 KDWB. I think we're playing the hello game next. That is where we guess how many times somebody will say hello when we call them before they give up and hang up. The hello game is coming up. Shout out to anybody who watched Star Party last night online on KDWB.com. You can relive the virtual Star Party anytime this weekend on KDWB.com, presented by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Shout out again to Tina and to Rich and to Zach and everybody who worked behind the scenes to make it happen. Tina was like the producer, director, technical director, editor, everything of Star Party. And it was really cool. The acts were great. We had a great time. Of course, it's not anything close to regular in-person Star Party, but we'll see you next year.
Yes.
I mean, if everything goes well, and I think it will, in person at Myth, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
So, you know who's going to Lollapalooza? Speaking of concerts coming back.
Are you going?
Carson. No. Oh.
I don't know. No.
Let's go.
Carson's like last night. That's my 20-year-old son. Dad, I'm going to Lollapalooza. I'm going, great. Where is it? Chicago. When? July. Who are you going with? Names, friends. How are you getting there? Driving. I'm like, who's paying for it? I am. I'm like, hey, you're checking all the boxes. Go have a good time.
Is he doing DoorDash again?
He's doing DoorDash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's making some
he's doing
cash.
Right.
Yeah, he's actually doing really good in DoorDash. Yeah.
Nice. Because I was saying earlier when we were talking about this, there's a lot of people that hop the fence into Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. And I was just immediately like, hold up. Carson don't got a summer job or got something going on.
Yeah, like, how's he getting
might
in?
Catch him on YouTube one day, you know?
Is there a YouTube like channel devoted to that?
Literally, like, it shows you exactly how you can sneak into Lollapalooza.
I'm wondering
it's, like, crazy.
If it's going to be barricaded much stricter this year, though, because, like, COVID is still, like, a thing, obviously.
Right, exactly.
So I just feel like they aren't going to be able to get away with it the way that they have in the past.
No. Well, I'm sure they've lost so much money over the years just by people hopping the fence that they're just like, all right, we need to, like, do some things. You're going to have, like, Lollapalooza, like, barbed wire. It's going to be like a prison.
That's you got to make sure that boy has a place to stay, though.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because what happens is my friends will be like, we're going to Lolla. They get their tickets a week before. They're like, we have nowhere to stay, and everything's booked because everyone's there for Lolla.
I'll ask him about that because I'm not sure if they, you know, because they're 20-year-old kids, and like all of us when we're 20 years old, you don't plan every detail ahead. You go, right. Let's be spontaneous. I'm sure we'll find a place to stay. So I'll ask him about that one. We're going to play a game called the Hello Game. It's on KDWB, kind of a creation of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. We call somebody in our phone, and you have to guess in advance how many times they will say hello before they hang up. I'm going to call my daughter, Allison. She is a very polite girl. I'm going to say she'll say hello 5 times before she hangs up. Okay? But don't say anything when she answers, okay?
Okay.
Hello? 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 Okay.
Okay, three times. Three times.
She was like, I'm not going to waste my time. He must have butt dialed me.
You know, this is the thing. Allison is so sweet. She'll call me back immediately thinking that I'm dead on the toilet or something. Yeah. So, who are you going to call, Eli?
I'm going to call my best friend, Brian. Okay. So I'm going to see what he does. I'm going to guess probably two.
Two times.
He's not very patient. So.
Okay, all right.
I would hang up immediately.
Best friend, Brian. Here we go.
Sir? Yep. Yo. Hello?
Okay.
He really was like, man, answer me, man. Come on.
It's funny because you and your bros have a different language. They do. Yo, so. But did he say hello one time?
The other one? No, he did say it the last time.
He said it the last time. That's when he got serious.
I want to answer.
Oh, I just texted me. Did you mean to call me?
I want to answer phone calls, sir.
Sir?
From now on, sir.
Yeah, every time. Hello, sir. That's like his go-to.
Hello, sir. Jenny, who are you calling?
I'm
going to
call my sister. She's always up super early and working and stuff. So
make a prediction.
I'm gonna say two times.
Two times on the hello game. Two times.
Nailed it. There you go.
She's like, I don't have time for this.
Good job, Jenny. By the way, the home version of the Hello Game is available now on Amazon.com and at Target stores. Just go up to any employee at Target and say, where can I get the Hello Game? And they will direct you to where you can get it for you. Can pick it up this weekend for your cabin.
And it's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
By the way, the mullet is coming back. And if you don't believe it, you can go check out a little blog we found on DaveRyanShow.com right there on the main page. Hey, while you're online, check out Star Party from last night. Relive Star Party if you missed any of it. The great thing about watching it not in real time is if you're like one artist, you're like, man, that artist isn't really my favorite. You can zip forward. But I'm going to tell you, watch them all if you can, because they all did a really good job. Mm-hmm. I'm so impressed with Duncan Lawrence. I don't know much about Duncan Lawrence, but he's a performer.
Yeah.
He was really good. Nelly was like, I mean, Nelly, it was kind of funny because everybody loves Nelly. Nelly can do whatever he wants to and get away with it. But Nelly was like in his recording studio lip syncing to some of his favorite songs. I'm like, okay, it's Nelly. I like it. It was cool. I watched it. Some of my favorite parts was you clowns between each segment with the White Claw hard seltzer.
Yeah.
And I think you handed one to Jenny or you like pointed to Jenny or something like that.
We cheers. We did a few things. You stole like the entire pack of White Claws.
Yeah, so, okay. I still have beef with Fallon from last year because she drank all the mango. And I was really frustrated because, like, just mango is my favorite White Claw flavor.
It is the best flavor.
So I just took all of it.
Yeah.
I was like,
I asked him if he'd share it with me, and he told me he was out of office.
Out of office.
And I was like, I don't know what that means. I feel like you're in the studio right now.
Out of office. Yeah. Get back to me on Monday.
All right. So go check that out. And the mullet article, too. So mullets are coming back, apparently. Let's talk about cooking your steak, because there is an article going around that, like, people will judge you on how you cook your steak.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No matter how you like your steak cooked, other people will judge you for it. A new study found out that half of us are going to judge people who don't like their steak cooked the way we like it cooked, and 53% say they dump somebody for it. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little hardcore.
They say medium and medium rare are tied for the most popular way to cook a steak.
Mm.
Each got about a third of the vote. So that covers two thirds. That means us well done and medium well people are the outcasts of the steak world.
Get out of here. You're not a well-done person.
I am, and here's why.
There's a little bit of a difference.
This is what I like. What I like and what you get from every steakhouse is going to vary. I like pink. Mm-hmm. I don't like bloody.
Okay.
But if you go somewhere and you say medium well, depending on who your chef is, they're going to cook it the way they want. I don't want it bloody. I want it a little bit of pink. I don't want it all brown. I don't. But sometimes you got to order it all brown. well done, because they'll send it back there and it comes back rare.
Well, I mean, it depends on where you're getting your steak, too. Like, where are you going
Red
to get
Lobster,
steak?
Red Lobster, the best quality steak
get
in town.
Absolutely. Get out,
you get the surf and turf there?
Yeah, you get, like,
option.
A bad lobster tail and, a little New York strip.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You go safe every time you get the fried shrimp, and you never get sick. It's easy. It's straightforward.
At Red Lobster?
Yeah, it's frozen. Like, you're not going to die. Like, it's fine. Seriously.
As long as you're not going to die, that's your standard for a good restaurant.
Absolutely. I think that's baseline.
How do you
sure.
like your steak?
I'm a medium rare person.
Medium, so you don't like it really rare?
No, like, I mean, okay. No, I don't want it like cold, but like at the same okay. time, like I don't mind the blood. It doesn't bother me.
I do medium rare as well, but my boyfriend cooks a lot when we do stuff like steak, and he likes rare, so it kind of feels like it's more rare when he cooks.
Mm.
That's a little too much for me.
When it's not cooked and you can't cut it because it's still like the...
Chewy?
It's still chewy.
If it's still mooing, like that's a problem a little bit.
So another little steak facts here. Rare is next at 15, medium well at 11, well done at 10. So people who like their steak burnt to a crisp are most likely the ones that are going to get judged for it. We are victims. We are being victimized. People in the Northeast, that would be like your Maine and Montana and places like that, like New Mexico.
In the Northeast.
They are most judgmental about it. People out West, for example, your Connecticut and Florida, are like the least likely to judge. Northeasterners also eat the most steak, about 16 ounces a month, which is like about a big steak, right? Maybe two smaller ones. In the South, it's 13 ounces. Out West, 11 ounces. And the Midwest, shout out, here we are, Midwest, we eat about 10 ounces of steak a month.
Oh, okay.
That's
shocking.
When we got the cows right across the border?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Cows are more for dairy. South Dakota's the beef.
Okay? That's true.
Let me ask you a question. Bison. If it's on the menu, are you ordering bison? Are you ordering a bison burger? What if the only steak they have is a bison burger or bison steak? Are you in? You're in E.
I think. But, like, I know there's, like, new, like, regulations going on and everything like that, so I might backtrack on that.
What are the new regulations?
There's not, like, regulations or anything. Not regulations, but, like, there's a thing going on right now where, like
PETA or something?
Yeah, somebody's, like, protesting, like, you know, the usage of bison meat or something. So, like, I've done a little bit of, I've done zero research on it, but I've just heard about it. But either way, I mean, it's cleaner, it's leaner for you. I think it's good. I've had it. You know,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If I'm in the mood for something like this, a steak, and that's my only option, then I would do it. But honestly, I'm like a seafood gal. When I go out to eat, if seafood's the option, that's where I'm going.
What's your choice? What's your...
Well, probably like something with shrimp, depending on the restaurant, because most restaurants I don't think can do crab or lobster very well.
At least out here, for sure. Yeah, on the coast.
Oh,
different.
You're from the
coast. Yeah, I was spoiled, bro. So, like, for sure. But, like, I do mess with a Friday fish fry and everything out here, for sure.
But
which is very Wisconsin.
Dave, do you not like bison?
I don't prefer it. I don't like anything that's gamey because it gets in my head that it's not cow. So I don't know. Anything seafood, the fishier, the slimier, the better I like. I like raw oysters on the half shell.
Oh, no. That's the only
thing
I don't like.
The more slimy, the more fishy, the more I like it. Well, you take me to a sushi bar, the more disgusting it is, the more foreign it is.
Didn't you used to not like sushi?
Yeah, well, because I was from Colorado and I was a hillbilly.
Right.
And I didn't understand. I was like, sushi's going to give you worms. You're going to get a tapeworm. They're like, try it. I'm like, oh, it's worth the worms. I don't care if I have a worm now. It's worth it. Yeah.
I eat half a deer every single night. That's what I do.
We'll be back with Dave's Dirt coming up in a couple of seconds. This is actually a really cool story. It is basically strong, unpopular opinions about music. For example, 23 unpopular music opinions. For example, U2 is boring. U2 is boring. Beyonce is overrated. Foo Fighters are an average middle-of-the-road band at best.
Ooh, ouch.
Billie Eilish is not very interesting. I'm completely bored by all of her songs, and I truly don't understand her music. There's a bunch of these 23 unpopular music opinions. I got them all for you. Coming up next on Dave's Dirt on KDWB. I also encourage you, text me your unpopular music opinion. Maybe you love something. Maybe you're like, I love Limp Bizkit. I love Nickelback. Maybe you're like, I love Nickelback. Whatever people say, I don't care. I love them. Text me your unpopular music opinion and tag it with your name. Put your name on there, Nikki or Mark or whatever, so I can give you a shout out. Text that to KDWB1, and I'll read those unpopular music opinions next on Dave's Dirt.
It's Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Just have a little fun here. We are reading an article that is 23, let me find it for you, 23 unpopular music opinions. This came from, I don't even know where the source is. I usually like to go source them, but this is, Eminem is very talented, and I can appreciate that. However, to me, he just sounds like a pissed off chihuahua. Okay, another one. The first Limp Bizkit album wasn't that bad. U2 is boring. You don't have to know the band members' names and history to be a fan. Music is about the sound and how it makes you feel. It feels like a trivia cult. So, in other words, if you love the Rolling Stones, but you don't know who the lead singer is or anything like that, mm-hmm. or you love U2 and you don't know anything about them, that's fine. You know, yeah. I think there's a lot of people like, yeah, wait, because people like, they'll go out and they'll buy like a Rolling Stones shirt or an AC/DC shirt at Target. Right. It's like, oh, yeah, name one person in the Rolling Stones beside Mick Jagger. It's like, oh, go do your thing. I don't care.
I agree.
All right, another one. U2 is boring. George Harrison was the best Beatle and had the best career music-wise after they broke up. These are unpopular music opinions. Beyonce is overrated. I am so blanking tired of Red Hot Chili Peppers. I cannot escape them. All their songs sound the same.
Them. Timeless. Amazing.
I kind of agree with them. I've never been a Chili Peppers fan.
Really?
Garbage. Dude,
please the goat.
I never get the hype for Stairway to Heaven being some all-time great song. It's a good song, but that's about as far as I'd go with it.
I agree.
I disagree. Mm. Do you too. Like the Beatles or do you not like the Beatles?
They're okay. They're fine.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, God.
I just feel like the Beatles have such a unique sound that either, like, it gives you a good feeling or you're just kind of like, yeah, that goes in the background of my mind.
It just wasn't something my dad played growing up, so it wasn't really my vibe, you know?
Indie music nowadays has been relegated to ukuleles, random time beats, and nasal voices. That's funny.
Ooh, so Dave, you're kind of indie then, huh?
Hey, let's go. Get you some scarves.
Bruce Springsteen is overrated. I can't stand his voice or lyrics.
Hey.
Modern rap is far better than the stuff from the 90s and the 1000s.
I agree.
Billie Eilish is not very interesting. I'm completely bored by all of her songs, and I truly don't understand her music. Mm-hmm. And another one, I don't care for Hamilton at all. Then we asked you, if you're listening to the show, to text in and give me your unpopular opinion on music.
One person said Olivia Rodrigo is so annoying. All her songs are about the exact same thing. Get over it. That comes from AJ. I will say that I did see an interview she did recently where she's like, I don't want everything to be about heartbreak, but it's what I know. So it's what I can write about. So that's why her songs do all tell the same story, basically.
Dude, this one says Post Malone is overrated and sounds like a goat.
I like Post Malone.
Same.
I think he's just really talented. Coldplay sucks. You take that back.
If you saw them in concert, I think that you could be persuaded against that comment because they're very good in concert.
Slow Clap is actually a catchy song from Megan. Thank you. Demi Lovato is only a recognized singer because of their acting role in the movie Camp Rock.
Yeah.
That's from Hope. I can't stand the sound of Tate McRae's awful voice. I'd rather drive off a bridge, says Sam from Green Bush.
Buddy. I like her. She's
another great one. Justin Bieber's, I'm reading text messages at KDWB1. Justin Bieber's new music is terrible. He doesn't seem to know what kind of music he wants to make anymore. I like that Peaches song.
I got Peaches down in Georgia. I think that's like up for Song of the Summer, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a vibe for sure.
The Umbrella song by Rihanna is the worst song ever made. It was such a hit, and I changed the station every time it came on. Another opinion, Justin Timberlake is a better actor than singer. And that's saying a lot because he's a terrible actor.
Oh, I think he's actually pretty decent as an actor.
SNL. He's never been in a movie that's worth a crap.
Yeah.
No, unless he's with Andy Samberg, worthless. I agree. Like, same deal.
D in a box, or when he's like, bring it on down to Omeletteville. Soup, there it is.
Oh,
Soup,
man.
There it is. Here's another one. O-Town did not get the respect they deserve.
Agreed. Liquid Dreams? Are you kidding me? Oh, Eric, that was before your time.
Yeah, this
O-Town.
Who is that?
I think that was one of those bands, Dave, that came from like P. Diddy or something.
It was back in the boy band era.
Okay.
It was in the boy band era for sure, kind of the tail end of the boy band era.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley Parker Angel was the lead singer, and they came to Star Party or one of our concerts one time. And I remember he was wearing a Boy Scout shirt as his stage shirt, like, and I was giving him a hard time.
Okay.
Because I was like, thought it was disrespectful in a funny sort of way to wear a Boy Scout shirt, whatever. It was funny. Oh. But they kind of broke up and they went on and they were like a 98 degrees that nobody cared about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you say O-Town and Ashley Parker Angel, my brain immediately goes strip club. So like, I don't know, man. That's kind of weird to me.
A little bit weird.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a rough name.
Here's an unpopular music opinion. I'm going to read it anyway. Star Party this year looked like awkward audition tapes.
Oh,
disrespectful.
What?
I didn't think so because they were all hits by the original artist. So was people unknowns that were singing them, then I would maybe agree.
I feel like some of the artists just didn't really understand the concept of what we were doing. So they kind of were like, and now I'm going to play this song.
I will say All Time Low is probably the cleanest video for sure. They sat there and they produced the hell out of
it. And they performed it. Yeah,
they killed it.
Cool. I'm looking at unpopular music opinions, and this is fascinating to me. These are from you that listen to the show, and you can text them into KDWB1.
One person says Tom Petty is overplayed and overrated, and that makes me feel like they're eating at Bubba Gump's too often, because it is overplayed at Bubba Gump's.
It's a big song at Bubba Gump's. Cardi B is absolute trash. All of her songs are pointless and make no sense. That's Kate from Blaine. Bad Baby slaps. Love her, Guilty Pleasure. MGK, Machine Gun Kelly is trash, and for 14-year-old girls from Harold.
I have a question because I feel like a lot of people are judging people based off of like their lyrics and stuff. Do you guys feel like you like music more based on what the lyrics say or what like the sound of the song is?
Sound of the song, 100%.
Yeah. Me too. It's all about like if it kind of catches me and I'm almost dancing to it, then that's when I know I like it.
If it's an unknown artist, I will definitely go off of like beat and everything. But if it's somebody I know, I do listen to the lyrics. Like if Kendrick puts out a new song, I want to see like where he's going with it. But like otherwise, yeah, it's beat.
These are really interesting. I can't stand Taylor Swift. Her old stuff was so much better than the generic music she puts out now.
I agree with that. Honestly, I know that like Fallon and Tina love Taylor Swift, but like her old school stuff was my jam. And now this new folk indie kind of stuff is just not my vibe.
She's just never really been my vibe. So I'm kind of into like what she's doing now because like I don't love country. Mm-hmm. So like kind of going with this new style, I'm kind of into it. I don't know.
I'm going to read a few more of these because I find this fascinating. But I'm going to move on to some other things here. Unpopular opinion. Prince is not that great. He bores me. There, I said it. Angie in New Orleans. Angie, thanks for listening in New Orleans. We appreciate that one. The song Driver's License is trash. She's a 16-year-old whiny girl, and it's already old.
But at the age of 16, you feel like your life is over when your heart is broken.
That's true.
And she is writing from her heart.
Exactly. Bob Dylan is awful. Sounds like he's whining with mashed potatoes in his mouth. He is a legend from Grand Forks, Grand Rapids, Grand Island, something or other, Minnesota. Yeah. Last one, and then I'm going to stop because this is just too much fun for me. No more Billie Eilish. No more Billie Eilish. And that is unpopular music opinions. Speaking of new music, we got some new music for you. I want to play and see what you think. Here is whiny Olivia Rodrigo with a song called Traitor. And let's see whether it's any better than you're expecting. Here we go. Okay, Lil Nas X. This one's called Sun Goes Down. Here's Lil Nas X. I wouldn't be surprised if that song became a hit because I do kind of like that. It's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
Check this one out.
That one's kind of boring, I think. Compared to his last one.
This is Marshmello and Jonas Brothers. Now, when you hear it, you're going to instantly say that sounds like something else. We found two songs that this song sounds just like, but I'm going to play the song first. There's song number one that it sounds like, and here's song number two that it sounds like. It sounds so much like both of those songs. That's crazy. So other things going on. This is a dog performing a duet with his owner, Too Sweet Child of Mine. It's not great, but it's probably better than my dog could do. Okay. Kind of funny.
You imagine they live in an apartment building and you hear that through your neighbor's wall. It's like, come on, they're singing again.
Yeah, stop it. All right, KWB, the Dave Ryan Show. It's Friday. Ooh, even though the weather is kind of gross outside, I'm still excited for Friday. We had a great time last night at Star Party. Shout out to anybody who watched. Shout out to White Claw Hard Seltzer. Aveda Institute was a big part of it, too. So thanks, you guys, for helping us out with Star Party. Next year, we're going to be in person back at the Myth, where it's the real thing. Thank God. Concerts are real again.
Thank God. I haven't been to a real one yet.
Literally, no, not been to a real one yet.
Because you met, last year's was virtual. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a real Star Party. It'll be 4 years because a couple of years ago, Star Party fell on my son Carson's graduation night. So I couldn't go. I was not going to miss Carson's graduation night for Star Party. Didn't go. Last year, virtual. This year, virtual. Next year, if it's in person again, knock on wood, it'll be 4 years since I've been to a Star Party in person. But we had a great time last night. Hopefully you get a chance to watch it. If you didn't see it online on KDWB.com. You can relive the whole thing. We did something also kind of cool yesterday. The station, just like your workplace, likes to get together once in a while and just kind of like get to see each other and, you know, see each other away from work where you don't have to talk shop and you get to hang out with people that you work with and talk to some people from departments you don't normally talk to. Mm-hmm. And so last night we all went downtown, everybody from KDWB.
Uptown technically, but yeah.
You're right. It's uptown. Yeah. Yep. To Reign, R-E-I-G-N, which is a really cool space probably for weddings and things like that.
I thought it was like a club on the weekends.
It's a club on the weekends?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's really cool. It looks like an old bank or something, but somebody said it's an old library.
Yeah, I think that's what one of our salespeople said, and that, you know, they probably handled the whole situation of booking it, so they probably know better than us.
The cool part was we didn't wear masks last night.
Yeah.
And we've been wearing masks. Listen, I've been very faithful about wearing my mask. And the last couple of days where it's like you don't have to wear a mask into Target or Starbucks, you feel a little bit shifty walking in and you're going, can I not?
I was at a grocery store, the Cub, just right over here in St. Louis Park. And it says right on the window when you walk in, you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I just got done working out. I was still profusely sweating. So I was like, well, I'm not wearing a mask then if you don't have to. Every other person in there was wearing theirs still, so I felt like an a-hole. Was like, I feel like but I had it around my wrist to prove that, like,
yeah,
I would have worn it, you know, but I just was still sweating from working out, so I really didn't want to put it on.
It's like really just like treacherous, you know, it's like uncomfy because it's just like I feel naked going in anywhere without a mask now, which
isn't
is like
weird.
Because for the longest time, I had such a hard time adjusting to it. And now it's like, I feel like I can't go anywhere without it. So now they're just like, oh, take it off. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Well, like, it's kind of like your seatbelt. It becomes instinctive. If you get into the car and your seatbelt goes on automatically. Like I had to, when I was a kid, seatbelts weren't even really a thing. A lot of cars didn't even come with seatbelts. I'm not making that up.
You're riding on the roof.
You're just chilling. Seriously, let me tell you something. Riding in the bed of a pickup truck was a joy that you guys never...
I've done it. You've ridden back? Country festivals, camping, like, I've done beds of trucks before.
My buddy remodeled an old 80s, like, Dodge Ram, so it kind of, like, had, like, the same vibe there. Yeah.
It was the coolest thing. When I was a kid, you'd pile all the kids in the back of the pickup truck. We'd go on youth group, like, trips or whatever, up in the mountains, throw all your gear in the back of the truck, kids, get in the back of the truck. We're driving 84 miles up into the mountains around sharp curves. where was I going with all that one? Oh, so it's kind of like the reflex of putting on your seatbelt now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It became the reflex of putting on your mask. And so now we kind of don't have to do that anymore. But it felt really good to be out last night and to see all the people that we work with and, like, you know, talk to people that we haven't talked to in a long time.
It's just good to, like, reconnect or connect for the first time in some of our cases because, like, I didn't know anybody, you know, like, well, I knew a couple people, but
I'll tell you who to stay away from.
Yeah,
you want me to
please,
go over the list of, like, all the people to stay away from?
Yeah, give me the list.
Highlight them for you. Number one, Jenny Lutenberger. Stay away from her.
I figured Jenny and Tina were top two. Yeah,
exactly. I heard that she drinks a lot.
Yo, no way.
And then she gets sloppy, and then she asks you to get her an Uber home, and then she never pays you back for the Uber. That's what I heard
about
Jenny.
Her. Yeah. Okay. We'll be back in a second. We're doing Fallonies in a second. Fally, by the way, she's got the day off today. She's down in South Carolina, just her and Jake. No baby, no mama, no Dylan, just her and Jake. So they're enjoying some time off together.
All right. Well, someone was trying to get a job, but then he later committed a crime in this job, so he didn't get the job. Mm. I'll tell you what happened to Fallonies.
Fallon is taking a little vacation with Jake down in South Carolina, so she's got the day off. Weather girl Jenny is filling in with Fallonies, your stupid criminal of the day.
All right. On Monday, a 34-year-old guy named Raymond Gonzalez stole an ambulance in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading,
Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
Well, it looks like Reading. Okay. The first responders were on a call at the time, but fortunately, the patient's condition wasn't life-threatening. Raymond drove the ambulance about 45 minutes south, where he was spotted by the same paramedic who normally drives that ambulance.
Uh-oh.
He was off duty at the time and was apparently just out riding his motorcycle. Oh. He called the police to tip them off, and they eventually caught Raymond, although he crashed into a tractor trailer before they could stop him. No one was hurt, but the ambulance was a little bit banged up.
Oof, man.
Whoops.
So, okay, bear with me on this next one because it is an entire crime spree. But there is a 38-year-old man named Jesse James Moore who was arrested in Idaho on Tuesday for a ridiculous crime spree. First, he stole a kid's bicycle and rode off on it. He actually offered to buy it first, but the kid said no, so he just took it instead.
Okay.
Yeah. Then 3 hours later, police got a report about a stolen motorcycle outside a grocery store, and they knew it was the same person because he took the Harley and left the kid's bike in its place. That's a little nice upgrade, you know, for him. He didn't know how to operate the motorcycle, though, so he didn't even make it out of the parking lot. Police spotted him walking into a Subway restaurant, and then he locked himself in the women's restroom when he saw them coming. The owner of the store ended up kicking in the door, and Jesse was lying on the ground because he tried to get out through the ceiling and fell
through. Good Lord. Oh my God, get yourself up.
When they searched him, they found a wad of ham that he'd stolen from the same Subway earlier in the day.
A wad of ham?
Employees said he came in, filled out an application, and got behind the counter like he could start working immediately.
Wow. Are drugs involved anywhere in this story, Jen?
There is nothing so far. It just says he's facing two counts of petty theft for the bike and the stack of ham he stole. And that's about it for felonies.
It sounds like a failed level of GTA, like Grand Theft Auto.
Right?
Seriously. Oh,
like,
my God.
Where is he going next?
I don't know. He kept on leveling up, and then the Black Forest ham came out.
Then go to the Subway, get behind the counter. All right.
Yeah.
Steal a bicycle. We'll be back in a second with Dave's Dirt on KDWB. Couple of things. First of all, Martha Stewart's got she's going to give you some tips on how to concoct the perfect thirst trap. In other words, get your, picture on Instagram that everybody's going to respond to. She tells you two things you need to do. That's coming up on Dave's Dirt in a second on KDWB. Hey, your keyword this hour is water. We've seen plenty of that in the Twin Cities lately. It's been raining off and on for the last couple of days, but it looks like, I don't want to be premature on this one, it looks like the clouds are lifting a little bit. Maybe we'll see some sun later. No, Jenny
it's
says
gonna
no.
It's pretty much cloudy and a few scattered thunderstorms.
You suck, Lutenberger.
Yeah, hate you.
I'm sorry.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
I'm going to describe this to you, even though it'd be better if I could, show you my phone. Let's say you and I were hanging out, and I'm like, look at this on my phone here. It's pretty cool. So I'm going to describe it to you. So Mother's Day, a couple of weeks ago, there's a mom, and she's got two sons, two adult sons, and they don't live in the same city. They all live in three different cities. So there's a mom, and she's like, oh, wow, that's cool. You sending me a little Mother's Day FaceTime kind of a thing. And then also on another FaceTime is the other brother. So they're having a three-way chat, and then the brothers walk into each other's picture. They're together. Wait, she's like, wow, that's cool. You guys are together. Then they pick up a dog and bring the dog into the shot. She's like, that's my dog. That's my dog. They were in her backyard. They were in her backyard the entire time.
Oh, man.
Is that a cool story?
Yeah. Adorable. I love surprises when I'm surprising someone. I don't like to be surprised myself. I want to know what's going on at all times.
Yes, I agree. I hate being surprised.
Well, we all like good surprises when they're good surprises. Like somebody brought in a meatball sub, said, Eric, let's say somebody brought in right now. Let's say Subway came in with a giant meatball sub. You'd be like, surprise, I love this.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
If they came in with a bag of Cobras and threw it on you, that's also a surprise.
Yeah.
That's not a good surprise.
I would fight the Subway employee. If they also, where do you get Cobras? Like, what are you doing on the black market that you have the ability to get these?
Where do these Cobras come from? In other dirt, let's see if there's some other stuff that I got here. I do have some audio for you. I was reading this. It was really interesting. And I'll tweet it out because it's on BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed's always got some cool stuff. We were talking about unpopular opinions about music. And we read some of these last hour. Thanks for all your texts about these. Sometimes producers should have more credit than the artists. Another one, I think DJ Khaled doesn't deserve as much credit as the artists on his songs. Wow. Here's one. Soundtracks from TV shows, movies, and video games are as good as, if not better than, original music.
Yes. True? Absolutely. Facts.
Really?
The Halo soundtrack is incredible.
That's a video game?
It's a video game. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
God, even I knew that one. Can I tell you what game I'm on to? You can make fun of me right now if you want to.
I might.
I'm playing Luigi's Mansion 3 right now.
Actually,
yeah,
that's a good one. That's solid.
It is a good one, yeah.
Anything involving Mario, I'm in. Seriously, Mario Party, Mario Kart.
You are a gamer, huh?
I am, for real. Mario Super Strikers on the GameCube, it was like a soccer game. Fire, dude. So great. I used to ball out with Toad.
I never had the GameCube. I skipped right from the Nintendo 64 to the Wii. Was the Wii that came? No.
Yeah, I think it was the Wii.
What came right after the GameCube? I think it was the Wii, wasn't it?
Yeah, N64, GameCube, and then the Wii, and then they have the Switch now. I don't know. I'm an Xbox guy. I have an Xbox. Okay.
You guys ever play Guitar Hero?
Yes.
You used to play Guitar yes. Hero all the time.
That's, Guitar Hero 3 was the vibe.
That's my game.
Yeah.
It's about my only game I've ever played.
I could just see you playing Slayer like on like super hard or whatever.
I wasn't very good. Oh, okay. I'll be honest. I was never that good.
We played Rock Band all the time. As a matter of fact, 15 years ago, we said, let's make our real own rock band. So we did. We formed our band. I've told you about it before. We called it Emergency Shoeshine. Mm-hmm. And we thought we thought we were pretty good.
You guys weren't bad, though. Honestly, we recently just talked about it, and I pulled up the YouTube videos. You had like some good musical skills.
There you go.
Were you on drums?
I did drums. Yeah,
you did actually quite well. I honestly didn't recognize who was playing drums at first. I was like, this person's pretty good. I didn't know. That was you out here ripping it.
Yeah,
it was bad. I would try to do like Nirvana drum fills, and it was like I'd miss the drum. Right. It was awful.
Were you
thank you, Jenny,
banging your head like Dave Grohl? Like, did you have flow back then?
Oh, no.
Gotta get a wig, dude.
No flow. I mean, I was concentrating so hard, I had my tongue out. couple of other quick things here. This is like one of those good news stories. So 3 months ago, a police officer named John Holt was named the top cop in Eastern Virginia. And earlier this month, he lived up to the title by lifting a car off of a woman who got pinned in the wreck. Jeez. It flipped during a crash and she was conscious, but her head was pinned by the sunroof and she couldn't breathe. He was the first on the scene, decided there wasn't enough time to wait. So he used all his strength, managed to move the car just enough to get her out. And his chest cam got it all on video. I've got the audio for you, but it doesn't really add a whole lot to the story, so I'm not going to play that for you. And a couple of the quick things that I want to mention. Pick up your Wisconsin Dells discount card at any of the 22 Fratelloni's Ace Hardware stores across Twin Cities. Discount cards include BOGO offers, percent off discounts, free entry, and more to a variety of retailers, tourist attractions, vendors throughout Wisconsin Dells. When you go to Wisconsin Dells, okay, there's so many things to do, but don't miss downtown Wisconsin Dells because that's where you get on board. I think everything from the Ducks, are they downtown?
There's multiple different stops that you can do. So the part that has like the bars and the shops, the souvenir shops,
that's downtown, yeah?
Yeah, that one doesn't have like the main Ducks entrance.
I know what you mean, yep.
But
I know.
They're like the strip that has like the entrances to Noah's Ark and Mount Olympus and stuff, that's where the Ducks are. The main ones.
I've always wanted to go in that one that looks like a crumbling Greek building with the car upside down outside.
Yeah,
is that cool
the
inside?
Illusion ones.
I've never been in there before. Is
honestly,
it cool?
I used to go to the Dells every summer because I live pretty close to there.
Yep.
But we didn't really do those. We just always went to Noah's Ark. That was our main thing because my uncle worked for a radio station, always got free tickets to Noah's Ark. So we went there like three times a summer.
I have no clue what you guys are talking
about. Yeah, this is like
about
a foreign language
lost.
To you.
Yeah,
right now,
seriously.
Huh?
It sounds like the Jersey Shore, but like, you know, more Midwest. Yeah, for sure.
If you get a chance, you never been to Wisconsin Dells before and you're into water parks and summer and stupid outdoor stuff like mini golf and zip lining and things like that.
These are all things I like.
Wisconsin Dells is really cool.
It is cool.
Good to know.
And when somebody mentions Wisconsin, the Dells Ducks, you got to go on the Ducks. If you do anything at Wisconsin Dells, I say you got to go on the Ducks.
I would say you either do Mount Olympus or Noah's Ark
is pretty legit too.
Noah's Ark is, but Mount Olympus has go-karts and roller coasters and water slides. It's like a combo of everything that your heart could desire.
They closed down the Tommy Bartlett water show, right?
They did. They got rid of that, like, I think when COVID hit. And that was so sad.
So.
We grew up going to that all the time. But also, we should mention that Valley Fair opens tomorrow.
Hey!
That is
a good
segue, yeah, Jenny. Like, Valley Fair does open tomorrow.
That's so exciting.
And it is exciting because they were not open last year at all. And I would fly over it because the airport's right by Valley Fair in Eden Prairie. And it was sad. It was like nothing was moving. And there's like one security guard car in the parking lot. It was like sad. So they're back.
Yeah.
And they're open tomorrow. You can't just walk up. I think you got to go online and buy your tickets. But I don't want to give you wrong information.
Sure.
So go online and check that out. A couple of other quick dirt things here. A judge granted permission for Lori Loughlin to vacation with her daughters next month in Mexico. Her and her husband made the request last week. The convicted felons have served their time, paid their fines, and almost completed community service. Yet they're in a 2-year probationary period required to try get legal okay to travel. But they said that she has remained in compliance during her term of supervised release.
That's good.
Good for her.
I suppose so.
Shout out Aunt Becky.
Last year we had murder hornets, you guys. This year it's sex-crazed zombie cicadas.
Sick.
Oh,
yeah. Love it.
No.
Scientists at West Virginia say the psychedelic fungus called Massapora, it eats away the insect's genitalia, but doesn't stop them from trying to mate. So the bugs, they limp around like the undead, have begun to emerge. the cicadas can't reproduce, but they spread this fungus with spores that look like salt. But this sounds disgusting.
I feel like we could have gone without hearing the story ending the show on a Friday.
Like so much.
Aren't those mainly on like, is it a coast or something? You don't
it's mostly
find
on the
around.
East Coast, yeah, for that's sure. What I thought. They're hardcore out there. Like every single like year, well, not every single year, but you know, we just hear like the clicking constantly out there. It's weird. And you see the shells and everything, like, because they, like, is it molt? What's, is that the word?
They, like, shed or molt.
Shed
yeah.
or, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you just find a random, like, you know, old cicada shells. It's disgusting. It's gross.
Forget about stuffing yourself into Spanx or other body shapers in an era when anything goes. When it comes to fashion, women are embracing their bodies and even their VBO. You know what a VBO?
No.
Visible belly outline. Mm-hmm. Embracing the belly is part of the ongoing body positivity movement that is sweeping social media. There's a bunch of influencers who are using their platforms to normalize the unique differences that are inevitable from body to body. That means I am on trend with a my own VBO, visible belly outline.
Yeah.
And thank you so much.
Eric just played the bongos on his belly.
Yeah, straight up. I'm a beast with the bongos, the belly bongos.
A couple of other things. Today's National Pizza Party Day, National Bike to Work Day. Probably too late for that one and not the best day for it. National Wait Staff Day, a good day to overtip your server.
Yes, for sure.
World Meditation Day and National Endangered Species Day. And that is pretty much it. Weather Girl Jenny, what do you got for the weekend? I mean, what's the weather for the weekend?
The weather is going to be kind of some scattered storms today by like later afternoon. I think that'll clear out, but I don't think we're going to see any sunshine today.
Mm.
Tomorrow though, like sunny and mid-80s, low-80s.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Like summer is here tomorrow?
Pretty much. And then chance of storms again on Sunday, but it's small, so we might not have any on Sunday, but like upper 70s on Sunday. So it's going to be warm at least this weekend. Just gonna see some showers, so bring your rain boots with you.
Carson and I are gonna play golf tomorrow somewhere. I'm not really sure where, but what are you doing tomorrow, E?
Me and Elise hitting up a new brewery. Well, new to us, the Urban Growler over in St. Paul. That's usually one of our things. We try to hit a different brewery at least, you know, every other weekend. So that'll be a vibe. Otherwise, we're unpacking the apartment, man. You know, just,
sounds like fun.
Hey, great. Love it.
Jenny, you're going to open houses this weekend?
Yeah, I'll probably be looking at some houses. Nothing's really hitting the market where I'm looking right now, but still got to go out there and look, even if there's not much out there.
All right, good luck. Have a good weekend. Be safe. We'll see you Monday here on KDWB.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.